This is the recency bias. Or, in layman's terms, your morning after mini-pod. Zach Vanoss along with you here. We're talking about a win. We're talking about a win. Habs, a 3-1 win at the Bell Center on Tuesday night, hosting the Ottawa Senators. Dom Ducharme's first win of his NHL coaching career. So congrats to Dom Ducharme. 3-1 win, 2-1 game is an empty netter, that third one. Carey Price was in for this one. Questionable decision, certainly, Price saying after the game. He was grateful for the opportunity to get in there. And he had a good night. 26-27, 936 save percentage. A good-looking night, much calmer in net, much more, none of that flopping that, not flop. Yeah, he's kind of flopping. He's all over the place. That last game just didn't have it at all. So you get some goaltending, which had been an issue. You get some offense from your power play. Two goals, in fact. The Habs went 2-for-3 on the power play. Your penalty kill keeps the opposition nullified, as they did all three times that the Sens had a power play. You win a game. Who would have thunk? You get those things and you win a game in the National Hockey League. That's how it goes. Starting thoughts on this one. Notice Lekkonen was on the Kotkaniemi line. Also of note, Batherson, very hot. Batherson for Ottawa had come into this. I think he'd scored 6 straight games. So he had it going on, and he did get an assist in this one. He's a solid player. You know, the Senators, for all the shit we give them, and for all the shit that they caused for the Canadians by beating them around a little bit, the Sens actually play some good hockey. Like, they don't have a very talented team yet. But they've got some good young players who are playing better than they were. The first part of the season was a really tough go for that team. They're young, they're inexperienced, and it took a minute for that to start to gel. Now they're not world beaters. They'll probably Vancouver doesn't look great, but they'll probably still finish last. But they're a tougher play than they were earlier in the season. You know, I don't think it's just the Canadian. Well, ask the Calgary Flame. I don't think it's just the Habs who are finding the Sens to be a tough team to play against. They're engaged. I mean, they're well coached. It seems like they're well coached. They're really giving it their all. You can't question the commitment of the Sens. They play good hockey, or they don't play good hockey. They play hard hockey. They definitely play hard hockey. So the Canadians should be happy. Get that 3-1 win. It's a big one, obviously. How are we going out here on Tuesday night? Well, 4 minutes, 27 seconds in. I was worried that we were headed down the same path we've been going down a lot recently for your Montreal Canadiens, because Armia got a high-sticking penalty, drew some blood, and so it's double. And yet, Canadiens managed to hold the Sens pretty much without much of an attack through all 4 minutes. They did a good job. Quite effective. Not just that they got lucky to get out of those 4 minutes without having given up a goal. I thought they did a pretty good job. It looked good. Still, some tough times. Drouin, we had a beauty feed to Romanov that couldn't quite finish. In the first bit, the Habs did. They were really dominating the game, but maybe just too many passes. A lot of passing going on. Nobody really wanted to commit to shooting at all. Foley had a great chance in the early going. I mean, the Canadians really took it to the Sens after that 4-minute power play. I think the Senators had just one shot after the power play had expired. And Edmondson, he led all skaters in time on ice in that first period, which I thought was interesting. And as the game would go on, that would turn out to be the right call. Edmondson had himself a hell of a game. His best game as a Hab, absolutely. If I'm going to call out Edmondson every time that he does something wrong, he has a good game. Got to give it to him. And he had a really good game on Tuesday night. But we found ourselves knotted at 0-0 after 20 minutes. The Canadians did outshoot the Sens 13-8. So only one shot after those the first bit that they got on those 4 minutes of power play time. In the second, though, the Sens did provide a little bit of pushback at the start. Was it looking like it was going to be another rough night for Jeff Petrie? Puck wasn't his friend once more. Really struggling. And you started to wonder, is this thing going to get out of it? Is this thing going to slip away from him? Because Drouin had another golden opportunity. The hole in that was open and he pinged the damn thing. But soon after that, he took a stick to the face. Habs go on the power play, and it's Brendan Gallagher with a nice setup from Kotkaniemi, Perry. And as Gallagher is scoring on the power play, his seventh of the season, he gets a stick in the face. There's some blood. Double time. And the Habs double the lead. Petrie with a cannon. This one ping too, but ping and in. Of course, the Habs would immediately take a penalty after that power play goal. Evans with a puck over the glass penalty, which, oy, 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 how many of these are they going to take this season? Come on. If I'm Duchamp, I'm saying it, next guy who takes a puck over the glass penalty, you're sitting the next game. I don't care who you are. No more of this shit. Jesus. But with just a minute left in the second, they would kill off that Evans puck over the glass penalty, by the way. Yeah, just over a minute left in the second period. Habs probably should have been on a power play. Definitely should have been on the power play when this happened. There was a very dirty hit, cross-checking from behind, but Watson on Drouin. Ref was not looking. You could see clearly that he wasn't looking because it happened so far from the puck. But that call did not get called, making it a non-call. And Zub, his second of the season, and got created kind of off a collision between Armia and one of the Sens players. I thought it was tripping. It looked to me like the Armia was tripped. Nobody else seemed to think that, so I guess my bias was showing there. It looked like tripping to me when it happened. But 2-1, and frankly, I was nervous. Frankly, I was nervous as the second period expired. Sens had pushed back. They were within one. Shots were 16-13 after 40. And nervousness continued into the third period. Not much happened. It was very dull. Not a very great third period of hockey. The Canadians are absolutely sitting on their lead, which I thought was a really dumb idea. And it wasn't a great idea. It worked out, but that's not a very good idea. I get why they were doing it, obviously. I mean, this team hadn't won in a while. They just wanted to play it safe. But playing it safe is usually kind of playing it dangerous. But it worked out. They did push quite strong in the final couple minutes, enough that they really eliminated a decent amount of time that the Sens could have pulled Joey Ducard, in his second NHL game. Could have pulled him earlier, but the Habs really had him penned in there into their zone for a little while. So they got just over a minute, I would say, of with the extra attacker. It got a little dicey there, but eventually Suzuki picked up the puck, fed it to the open ice. Tyler Toffoli took off, and he got his 13th of the season into the empty net. And a sigh of relief from the Habs and their fans, and Dominic Ducharme gets his first W as a coach, and we're all feeling much better. They played well against Winnipeg in a loss. This one, they did enough of the right things, and frankly, they did the things that you want to see them do, because we know this team, again, this team is pretty solid to very good at 5-on-5. It's the other areas that are a problem, and those areas were what won them the game tonight. The goaltending was very solid from Price, and the penalty kill and the power play were both extremely effective, 2-for-3 and again 3-for-3 respectively. So that's how you win hockey games in the NHL. Especially in the regular season. You got those things, you got the win. Not shocking. Even if at times in the third period and at times throughout the game it wasn't the prettiest. It worked out. And they got a W. And now, obviously, you build on that. You had a good, successful game against the Jets on Saturday. Bring that back, you'll probably get another win, especially if you can continue to add the elements of anything from the power play and the penalty kill. And stay out of the box. The Canadians did a decent job. I mean, three penalties, not ideal, but I mean, that was a 4 minute. There was a 4 minute in there, so that's like not ideal, but I'm not as annoyed. The puck over the glass penalty was the only really annoying thing on the night, and this time it didn't come back to haunt him. Jeffrey Petrie, who frankly was having a rough night until he wasn't, I guess. He had a goal, assist. Tyler Toffoli with SSA, number 13. Brendan Gallagher as well. Those are your goal scorers. Assist to Tatar Suzuki and Kotkaniemi. Kotkaniemi. Let's talk about Kotkaniemi. What a fantastic night for him. Yet somehow, only Corey Perry had less ice time than Kotkaniemi on the night, who played just 12 minutes 50 seconds. Perry had like 9 minutes and something. But that was weird when I looked at the time on ice, because he seemed like he was out there a lot. He seemed like he was out there a lot because he was doing a lot. Just a fantastic game for him. Really wanted him to score one because I want him to score one. Time on ice leader, Edmondson. And your boy's got no complaints about that. Edmondson played a solid, solid game. Even had some scoring chances, I thought. Maybe Duchamp's got some magic for him. Kept it simple, did the right things, and it worked out for him. Tyler Toffoli led all forwards with 19 minutes, 26 seconds. Makes sense to me. No issues there. Well, yeah, it was surprising Kotkaniemi, 12:50, considering the game he had especially. I mean, he's amazing. Solid games for Drouin as well. Really solid game from Drouin. Thought Suzuki looked good. Drouin, though, had another standout night. Drouin's been putting some good games together. Parting thoughts? Nothing. Not really. Other than these next two against the Jets are huge. Thursday and Saturday, both at the Bell Center. Home and away just doesn't feel like anything does here. Just doesn't. No fans, it doesn't. I'm sure for the players that there's something to it, you know, staying at home and whatnot. But as a fan viewing experience, it all's the same barn at this point. Don't really care. But it is two at home against the Jets. And we'll see if they can continue to build off the solid performance Saturday. A W with the right things clicking for them on Tuesday. You get a win against the Jets on Thursday. All of a sudden, it feels like this season can get back on track. So we'll see what happens. We'll talk to you on Friday. Till then, you can find me on Twitter at ZachDropsTweets. Help me build my confidence by giving me more followers. Make me feel good about myself. It's a pandemic, man. It's the least you could do for a guy. At the Montreal Bias, of course, at Rabbit Habs. That is the website where you can find this podcast. Also on Spotify, Stitcher, and iTunes. You found it on Apple, sorry, not on iTunes. You found it, so I don't know why I'm telling you that. Obviously, you're listening to it right now. Good for you. Till Friday, take care.